As I looked up and I saw a sign coming towards me, a sign that said Murcia, carrying fruit, I see grapefruit, I see apples, I see pears, I see melons. This is a Spanish pilgrimage. But I saw coming towards me a sign saying Murcia. Murcia, I think maybe. The point about this is that it meant something to me. I immediately realized that my time, whatever I was saying on the early other audiobook, ran out. I don't know where I stopped. God knows what word was last echoed on that other audiobook, but the joy of seeing Murcia. I could say I'm joyful that I see young people and old people together. But I wish those two clerics would talk to non-clerics, you know. I won't pretend I don't have wishes. But Murcia means something to me because of my best friend at school, or one of my best friends at school, is a guy called Michael Reeves. And he has a place in Murcia. So I hold Michael Reeves in mind today, and I hope he's well. And I hope that he will get well, be well, stay well. And you know what? What I wish for him is the ability to be present with him in mind. The rest, as they say, is in the lap of the gods. Okay, let's go on to Mother. Let's go and see if I can get a cup of tea. I've hung out. And there were some things I said on the other audio booth, which maybe will never be said again. If it broke off in a place that left you completely perplexed and thought the guy has gone off his rocker, well, hold on to that thought. Crossing a bridge now from one side of the domain to the other, away from the sanctuary, if you like. Yeah, I heard it referred to as a sanctuary this morning. Away from the sanctuary to the hospital. Accueil, Notre Dame. Over here. Funnily enough, I see a little sign here. Very strange and unusual little sign. It says Confession. And it's got a little blue figure. Well, a tall blue figure standing with an outstretched arm. And another figure on knees with an outstretched hand. Both of them have an identical head. Very interesting that both the person hearing the confession and the person making the confession should have heads of identical size and shape and color. My reading of this is that this is peer-to-peer. Yes, one stands above the other, one kneels before the other. But the part of the human body that is the same in each case is the head. Because there are blue circles above a body, they don't have features, they're just blue circles. They almost can be imagined to be souls. So here it is, one soul in the company of another soul, communicating from different positions of equal worth. I do think it's time I had a cup of tea, don't you?